Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Thank you for joining me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we will be reading from Exodus chapters 33 through 36 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I am so thankful for each and every one of you that have been joining me. Thank you so much, amen, for your support. And thank you, amen, for being obedient even to the Word, to be readers, amen, not just readers, but hearers and doers of the Word of God. It's so important that we understand what is written in the Word, and we will never understand what is written if we never read it, if we never hear it. So that is what this is for, to introduce to some, amen, and to reinforce for others, amen, the reading and hearing of the Word, so that we can thereby be doers of the Word of God, and so that our faith is built, because our faith cannot be built either if we do not hear what is written in the Word of God. But I thank the Lord that as we are reading and as we are hearing, He is moving in the midst of us to bring forth healing and breakthroughs, to bring forth revelation, so that we do understand indeed what is written in the Word of God, so that we understand who God is and who we are and what is required of us as human beings. Amen. And that we also understand that we were always intended to have a relationship with our Maker. Ah, I give glory to Him on today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising You, Lord God. You, Lord God, for keeping us, for blessing us, for helping us along the way. We thank You, Lord, for giving us the understanding that You are our Creator. You are the one who made, who spoke the heavens and the earth into existence. With the words of Your mouth, all that we see was manifested. And we just thank You, Lord God, for Your mighty power, Lord God. We thank You, Lord, for forming salvation for each and every human being on the face of the earth, all that are living and all that have transitioned. You formed salvation for all of us, Lord God, and we thank You. Oh, Lord, we thank You for the knowledge that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Provision in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank You. Oh my God, we thank You for Your grace, Your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us. Build us up on today, oh God. Build us up in our faith, Lord God, if we have none, Lord Jesus. Start there, Lord, and begin to build in us. Oh, Lord God, we're asking that You heal all our sorrows and our pains on today, those deep-seated roots, Lord God, that have grabbed a hold, Lord God, and tried to keep us at sorrow's door. Lord, we reject it right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak life into the atmosphere and into our own lives, into our own atmospheres, into our own churches, in our nations, in our neighborhoods, into our families, and into our marriages. Peace in the name of Jesus. Life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank You, Lord God, for what You're doing in the midst of us, asking, oh, God, that You help us, Lord, to understand, oh, Lord, as we go forward. Help us, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that we are struggling with. Lord God, take away our struggle and bring forth, Lord God, bring forth healing in the midst of us, Lord. Bring forth breakthrough in the midst of us, even right now. Bless, heal, and deliver, oh God, in the midst of Your people, those that know You now and those that are coming to know You. Bless, heal, and deliver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let them see and know that truly You are God, Lord, and it's not just rhetoric and not just words that we're speaking off a page, but these words are power. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, manifest Your presence in the midst of each and every one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord, as we read Your word on today. Oh, God, give us knowledge, give us wisdom, give us most of all understanding, oh God. Send out revelations, Lord God, directly from Your throne, oh Lord, that we might see and know that God is God. Amen. And this is the day of salvation. We bless Your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless Your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless Your name, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We're reading and you are hearing from Exodus chapters 33 through 36. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying to your descendant, I will give it. And I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite and the Amorite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people. And when the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come up into the midst in one moment and consume you. Now, therefore, take off your ornaments, that I may know what. So the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was, whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle, that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, when Moses entered the tabernacle, that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshiped, each man in his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. And the Lord said to Moses, cut two tablets of stone like the first ones, and I will write on these tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. So be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain. And no man shall come up with you, and let no man be seen throughout all the mountain. Let neither flocks nor herds feed before that mountain. So he cut two tablets of stone like the first ones. Then Moses rose early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third. And so Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Then he said, if now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray, go among us, even though we are a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I am driving out from before you the Amorite, the Canaanite, and the Hivite, and the Perizzite, and the Hittite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be a snare in your midst. But you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden image, for you shall worship no other god. For the God whose name is Jealous is a jealous God, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they play the harlot with their gods and make sacrifice to their gods, and one of them invites you, and you eat of their sacrifice, and you take of his daughters for your sons, and his daughters play the harlot with their gods, and make your sons play the harlot with their gods. You shall make no molded gods for yourselves. The feast of unleavened bread you shall keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, in the appointed time of the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib you came out from Egypt. All that open the womb are mine, and every male firstborn among you, livestock, whether whether ox or sheep, but the firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you will not redeem him, you shall break his neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall observe the feast of weeks of the first fruit of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times in the year all your men shall appear before the Lord your God of Israel. And I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither will any man covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, nor shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until morning. For the first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for according to the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now it was so, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Then Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord has commanded you to do. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day. And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, and bronze, purple, blue, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skin dyed red, badger skin and acacia wood, oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded: the tabernacle, its tent, its covering, its clasp, its boards, its bars, its pillars and its sockets, the ark and its poles with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and its poles, all its utensils and the showbread, also the lampstand for the light, its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light, the incense altars, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, and the screen for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils, and the laver and its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, its sockets, the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court and their cords, the garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred and everyone whose spirit was willing. And they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting and all its service and for the holy garments. They came, both men and women, as many as had a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose rings and rings of neck. Rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold, that is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord, and every man with whom was found blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, red skins of rams and badger skin brought them. Everyone who had an offering of silver or bronze, brought the Lord's offering, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of blue, purple, and scarlet and fine linen, and all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom, spun yarn of goat's hair. The rulers brought onyx stones and the stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and the spices and oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a free will offering to the Lord. All the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring the kinds of work which the Lord by the hand of Moses has commanded to be done. And Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by the name Bezalel, the son of Uri, and the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. And he has put in his heart the ability to teach, in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work of the engraver and the designer and the tapestry maker, in blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine linen, and of the weaver, those who do every work, and those who design artistic works. Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. Then the Lord called Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work. And they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the tabernacle. So they continued bringing to him free will offerings every morning. Then all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing. And they spoke to Moses, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do." So Moses gave a commandment and caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary." And the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done, indeed too much. Then all the gifted artisans among them who worked on the tabernacle made 10 curtains woven of fine linen and of blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artistic designs of cherubs, they made them. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain was 4 cubits. The curtains were all the same size. And he coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled to one another. He made loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtains, on the selvage of one edge. Likewise, he did on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set. 50 loops he made on one curtain, and 50 loops he made on the edge of the curtain on the end of the second set. The loops held one curtain to another. And he made 50 clasps of gold and coupled the curtains to one another with the clasps, that it might be one tabernacle. He made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain was 4 cubits. The 11 curtains were the same size. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtains, that is, on the outermost in one set, and 50 loops he made on the edge of the curtain of the second set. He also made 50 bronze clasps to couple the tent together, that it may be one. Then he made a covering for the tent of ram skin dyed red, and a covering of badger skin above that. For the tabernacle he made boards of acacia wood, standing upright. The length of each board was 10 cubits, and the width of each board was a cubit and a half. Each board had 10 tenons for binding one to another. Thus he made for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side. 40 sockets of silver he made to go under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under each of the boards. And for the other side of the tabernacle, the north side, he made 20 boards. And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under each of the boards. For the west side of the tabernacle, he made 6 boards. He also made 2 boards for the 2 back corners of the tabernacle. They were coupled at the bottom and coupled together at the top by one ring. Thus he made both of them for the 2 corners. So there were 8 boards and their sockets, 16 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under each of the boards. And he made boards of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle on the far side westward. And he made the middle bar to pass through the boards from one end to the other. He overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings of gold to be holders for the boards, and overlaid the boards with gold. And he made a veil of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine woven linen. It was worked with an artistic design of cherubim. He made for it 4 pillars of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. And with their hooks of gold, he cast 4 sockets of silver for them. He also made a screen for the tabernacle door of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine woven linen made by a weaver, and its 5 pillars with their hooks. And he overlaid their capitals and their rings with gold, but their 5 sockets were bronze. I have read and you have heard from Exodus chapters 33 through 36. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We're looking for God to do great and mighty things among you. Please email me as God begins to move in your life, as he continues to move. I want to hear about it. Amen. So that we can praise the Lord on air and let everyone know what God is doing for all of us. Amen. He is healing. He's manifesting his presence in a great way. These are the last days that are written in the word of God. And he is moving in a way that he's never moved in history, in ways that have not been recorded perhaps. And we want to record those things, even in this broadcast. So please email me. My email address is elderljt@gmail.com. Elderljt@gmail.com. That is all lowercase and all one word. Elderljt@gmail.com. Please write me. Let me know what the Lord is doing so that we can rejoice together, so that somebody else can hear your testimony and believe the works of the Lord, because he is moving. Amen. And we give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him praise. Amen. Please continue with me as we continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen.